It's 10:33. This is WHAS in Louisville. Milton Metz here.
Hello.
Mr. Metz?
Right.
This is the L&N diesel shop.
Right.
And we would appreciate you announcing on TV, our radio. I believe, what are you, on radio or TV?
We're on radio, sir.
Announcing that the third shift and also the shifts tomorrow will be working. We've had so many men calling in wanting to know whether we're going to work or not, and we are working.
Right. You have it, and I will repeat it.
We're going to work the third, and we'll be working the shifts tomorrow.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Repeating that.
The L&N Diesel Shop expects the third shift in tonight, as well as the shifts tomorrow. For those of you who are employed there, be informed. 585-2385. We're getting a little damage report. We're cleaning up some news. We want to find out from you anything that you think is pertinent. People locally and over a good part of the nation may very well be listening to WHAS at this point to find out how we've come through and how we're going to regroup. And if you'd like to call me, I'll be here at 585-2385 to take your calls. It's been a hairy afternoon and evening, and the people are picking their way out. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Metz.
Yes.
I'm a paper boy, and I'd like to know, does that include me in that curfew?
I believe till 6 o'clock, because you're not supposed to go, according to my information, until after 6 o'clock on your appointed rounds.
Well, okay then. Thank you.
Righto.
Glenn Baston?
The word that the authorities are using, Milt, is absolute. It is an absolute curfew. Only those people who are in an official capacity, we are told. Now, maybe they will permit some variances here and there for those people, such as the call from Indiana. But two, three, four times tonight, each time we talk to the people at the headquarters and City Hall, the police officials, the county officials, the law directors, each one of them used the word absolute. So if you are wondering about whether or not you should go out, if you're asking for my personal opinion, the answer is no.
What if you have a hospital nurse, a newsman, returning home from work? That applies to him. I realize absolute means absolute, but...
I hope Byron gets that clarified. But we had this situation earlier in the evening. We were asking about people reporting to work. Now, if they are not in an essential capacity, such as a nurse going to work, or as a doctor trying to get somewhere, or someone attempting to get in to get power restored, the word was, it is absolute, you are not to go out.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. Metz here at 585-2385.
Mr. Metz?
Right.
This Johnny. I don't have anything to report, but I'm just thankful to God that this tornado didn't affect anyone around my area, and I want to give my support. I know they're in need of blood. They must be. And I'd like to know if you can give me the information where to give blood.
Well, there hasn't been any. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Red Cross and Salvation Army activity, but I would suggest that it is not needed tonight. I don't believe, even though scores of people have been hospitalized, I don't believe that there has been any call for blood, nor would there be facilities, I think, unless on an emergency basis, which we have not heard about. But I certainly would be ready to go tomorrow. I'm sure if you go to the Red Cross Blood Center tomorrow during business hours, that your blood will be readily accepted. And very welcome.
Right, okay.
So you've got nothing to lose there and everything to gain.
Right.
The first thing in the morning, when they open up, I'm sure they'll be ready to go. Okay. And it will be needed, I'm certain.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is 585-2385. I had been along a weatherman on these stations, and I would say there have been at least a dozen times in the years I've been on that there have been tornado watches and tornado warnings. But in all the years that I have been here, we have escaped with nothing worse than some severe winds and stories of tornadoes in remote places. You always think that it's going to happen someplace else, and quite frequently, and luckily it does, unluckily for the people who live there. But today will be remembered, Wednesday, April 3rd, 74, for many years to come as being possibly... the worst natural disaster of this area in its long history. But human beings have a good faculty for coming back, for helping their neighbors, and for, without being a Pollyanna about it, being thankful that the situation was not worse than it was. Hello, Metz here.
Mr. Metz.
Yes.
The only couple things I would have to say. Why don't we get our mayor and our county judge on this territory and say if it is or if we don't have it. That would be the only thing I'd say. Hollenbeck and Sloan.
Well, I think Mayor Sloan probably is out of the community.
Okay, then he has an assistant. One alderman, right? Is just down there. And I'm sure Judge Hollenbeck can get on the air. And do we have a...
Do we have an answer on that?
What was the question, Milton?
He wants to know, spell out the exact limits of the curfew.
Do we have a curfew or don't we?
Yes, sir.
Who set it up? The county police or the city police cannot set up a curfew. It has to come back from a judge or the mayor.
This came from the acting mayor and the county judge, sir.
I did not hear it. It has not been broadcast on the air, either way.
Well, sir, there definitely is a curfew in the entire county. And anyone who is on the streets of Louisville or Jefferson County without proper authorization stands a chance of being arrested.
Who is going to enforce that?
Well, the National Guardsmen and the police department.
Well, I'm a retired military. I think I can go. If I want to go to near Memphis, I can go.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Well, I don't think it's our point to argue with you as a listener, sir. We merely are here to state the facts, and the acting mayor and high-level spokesman for the county.
I have not heard of Hollenbeck on the air anything said.
Did have the acting mayor on the air stating it, and we did have...
Well, I don't live in the city. I live in the county.
We did have the law director for the county on the air stating it.
What director?
Sir, at the moment, his name escapes me. We've had so many names going through.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Okay. What is the word on the curfew, Crawford?
Well, Milton, I just checked with the county police lieutenant who was responding to the question of his counterpart in Indiana, I presume, as to whether 200 or 300 persons over there can come back into Louisville and not be bothered by curfew. His words to me were very simply that there is a curfew here, that anyone who should come into the city without authorization stands the chance of being arrested. Now, if they want to... stand that chance of having to answer a lot of questions and go through much, much red tape. I presume that there's certainly no one to keep them from driving their cars until they get to a certain point, such as a roadblock. But the point to this curfew business is very simply that there has to be some stopping place for persons traveling around the city. There is no way that officials have of determining who is who. So thus the curfew until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It would be my advice on what I have heard from the officials here that if you absolutely aren't forced to travel to your home tonight, try to stick it out somewhere because it could be a situation that would be unpleasant as far as dealing with authorities who really have no wish to bring a hardship to anyone.
I hope that answers the question. I'm sure Lieutenant Dixon is listening in Charleston, and we have double-checked that, and that is the latest information, as you heard Byron Crawford give it, that the curfew is on, it is countywide, and it apparently are no exceptions except for certain authorized people such as medics or utility repairmen and people in that category.
That will be determined, I think, by National Guardsmen and policemen on the streets, Milton. May I pass along quickly a bit of advice from LG&E? They suggest it would be a good idea if you turned off your water heater. The water situation still serious. Not enough water going into these tanks, LG&E says, and there could be some danger. So they suggest that you turn off those hot water heaters.
All right. This would be very helpful. I think there may be some people at home who have a very sketchy knowledge of their water heater, and they want to be sure that they're doing it safely. Perhaps somebody could come back with a simple explanation of how that is done, Glenn. Maybe we can get somebody from LG&E to tell us, and I would be glad to relay it. It occurs to me that for some people it would be a very simple movement, but I would hesitate to do it without some instructions.
Fine, we'll try to get that.
All right, let's take another call. Hello, Matt's here.
I was trying to find out about Dayton, Ohio.
Our indication, ma'am, is that apparently southern Ohio was the area in Ohio hardest hit, a community, Xenia. I
think I pronounced that correctly, near Cincinnati.
Well, I have a sister that lives in Huber Heights. That's a suburb of Dayton. It's between Dayton and Fairborn.
I don't think our information is quite that pinpointed, ma'am, and I just don't think we could give you a neighborhood in another city that easily.
I've been trying to get through, and I can't get through. They said they kind of emergency calls, they couldn't get me through.
That's right. I don't think it's necessarily a bad sign. I just think it's a matter of lines down or priority calls for emergencies.
She's a widow woman. She's Bruce Brooks' wife.
Right.
Tom Brooks' sister-in-law.
Right. Well, just good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Hello, 585-2385.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
There was a gentleman called and wanted to know about the people in Painesville.
Yes, in
Meade
County.
I have a daughter that lives there, and I heard from her about 2 hours ago, and the tornado did not touch down there.
Is that Painesville or Painesville, ma'am?
No, it's Painesville.
Painesville.
Some of them call it Painesville,
yes.
But it actually is Painesville.
And that's in Meade County near
Brandenburg. That's right, near Brandenburg.
And they had no tornado.
That's right.
How good of you to call.
Thank
and she's
you.
All right, and did they have phone service there?
Well, she got through somehow. I couldn't get through to her, but she got through to me.
Very good. That's most helpful of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very
okay,
much.
Sir.
WHAS will be on the air, and this phone-in program will continue indefinitely with similar reports, especially from people who speak for large organizations or have something of import to say. Hello. Matt's here.
Hello. I was wanting to find out, I have an infant baby here, and I wanted to know if the tornado has ended for Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am, it has.
Has it?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Righto. 585-2385. This is Metz at 14 and a half minutes to 11. Seen today of a series of tornadoes which hit this and nearby communities. I take it was pretty much the northern and the northeastern portions of the state that were hardest hit in southern Indiana,
southern
Ohio.
We had, of course, warnings and thunderstorms of heavy nature throughout most of western Kentucky throughout the morning hours, Milton. And then as the afternoon progressed, and I guess it got a little warmer in our area, temperature getting into the 70s, that this added a little to the storm activity. But most of the serious stuff seems to have been all from an area, Elizabethtown, north. And, of course, we still have down in the southeastern sections of Kentucky, some bad conditions still existing, the possibility of some severe weather. I have just been given a report from the National Weather Service. They say that the weather of today in the Ohio Valley is the worst weather recorded, the worst outbreak of tornadoes since April 11 of 1965. As of 9:30, the death toll reaching 100, more expected as the evening wears on. In Indiana, they have counted 45 deaths. This is the Weather Service. They had 32 deaths in Kentucky. The Associated Press has that now up to 46. In Illinois, 2 deaths. Ohio, 10 deaths. The Associated Press has that to 12. Michigan, Tennessee, Georgia, 1 death each. 8 in Alabama. So the Weather Service, as of 9:30 this evening, had counted 100 deaths from our tabulation with the Associated Press and some in Kentucky that we know that are not included. We're well over 100 now.
Hello, Metz here.
Hello, Mr. Metz. Let me turn my radio down. I just wanted to say thank you for your coverage. It's been terrific. I think you guys have done a terrific job, and we out here really appreciate it, from the warnings all the way down to all the help that you've given. Also, I'd like to say, I don't know, I haven't heard too much about it, but you know there are a group of people out here called Citizen Band Operators?
Yes.
And they have been on the radios tonight and have been helping and trying to get people to their homes, get messages back and forth, and I think they deserve a little pat on the back, too, because they've done a terrific job.
Yes, the CB operators always come through at a time like this. I thank you for your kind words about this. This is one of those news events in which conscientious newsmen distinguish themselves, but kind of sadly because they would rather distinguish themselves in happy events.
Right, right. But we sure appreciate the fact that you are there and you have been giving us such good information. And I think the people of Louisville can be commended all the way around for their good heads on their shoulders of trying. trying to work together when the chips are down, and really, people really have been wonderful. Oh, you got a few people that get a little hot under the collar and want to cause a ruckus, but you find that in everything. But I think in general, everybody should be really thankful that we haven't had more injuries and more deaths than we have.
Thank you, ma'am, very much.
Uh-huh, good night.
It seems somewhat extraordinary, and I don't know whether scientific history proves any kind of causal relationship between earth tremors and tornadoes. We don't happen to have that kind of convulsive earth crust here, such as they have in California. Our records of earth tremors are few and far between. One wonders whether there's a relationship between the two.
I asked the people at St. Louis University tonight when we called to get the information on what these people were feeling, and they told us that there is no scientific relationship between the two.
Just a natural coincidence.
Just a natural coincidence.
But we have had no real reports of damage or injury due to the tremors either.
They tell us that the scale of this particular one, although it was one of the higher readings in this area in many, many years at 4.5, that is not at a level that will cause damage. It merely causes windows to shake and shelves, items on shelves to rattle.
585-2385. Hello. Matt's here.
I wanted to find out about the, if you knew anything about the Veterans Hospital, whether, you know, they set up an emergency service. And my wife works there, and I haven't been able to get a hold of her. And she doesn't know if anything's happened, you know, to me or anything else right now.
Well, I happen to live in that immediate neighborhood myself, and the Twister came very close to it. It came to the Hillcrest and Stills, which is very near the VA on Zorn Avenue, you know. But I believe the hospital was spared. Whether they called in any extra nurses, I don't know. I know they did at Jewish Hospital and most of the other ones because of the influx of some injured people. I don't know what the status is at VA. I do know that phones in that general area have been knocked out for one reason or another, either wet cables or cables down or wires down or something of that nature.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know, you know, I haven't been able to get a hold of her at all. And I've been sitting here since 4:30 without any lights or my phone just came back in order a few minutes ago.
Are your lights out?
Yes.
What section of town are you in?
In St. Matthews, right in the heart of St. Matthews on Wendover Avenue.
Right. I think that was one of the areas that lost and may still be without a light and or a phone service. Yes. Thank you, sir. Just think good thoughts.
Okay, thank you.
Righto. Hello, Metz here.
Hello, Mr. Metz.
Right.
I called your newsroom not too long ago.
Yes.
And they said that it might be possible that it, you know, that the tornado, if there is a tornado warning in eastern Kentucky, that it's possible that it could head back this direction. And I was just wondering because, you know, I know that the weather was so bad today, and it took me from 6 to 9 o'clock to get home from work. And
yes.
I do live alone, and I, you know, didn't want to go to bed.
Right. All right. So far as we know, there is no indication. For one thing, tornadoes are very difficult to plot over long distances of ground.
Mm-hmm.
They are unpredictable, which makes them so fearsome. But there is no news that we have from the meteorologists that it is headed this way or headed any particular way.
Mm-hmm.
We just know that section of the state is under such an alert.
Well, now, if it does come back, you will broadcast it, won't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And on the instant we get it. We're in instant communication with the authorities, and, of course, they ask you, please do not call the Weather Bureau. We'll have the news on as soon as anybody.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Don't worry.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Metz here.
Mr. Metz.
Yes, sir.
This is Roy Day from Frankfort.
Yes, welcome.
I was just curious. Our radio station up here has been off the air for the last couple of hours or so, and I heard on your station that there was a curfew up here.
Turn that radio down, son.
A curfew in Frankfort?
Yes.
I don't have specifics on that, sir. We were merely notified that that Frankfort had been placed under a curfew. There was one other town in Kentucky, and I'm going to have to go through our notes to find out what that other one was. But here, Brandenburg as well, naturally. Louisville, Frankfort, and Brandenburg, and there's no specifics on the Frankfort situation.
Well, we have been unable to get any information. Our electricity's off, and we have no... The only thing we have is the portable radio in the basement here, and all we've been able to get is your station. And we just, you know, we can see the the traffic going up and down is with red lights and the ambulances and everything else, but we can't get any information. And I was just wondering if you had anything to pass on to us up here.
Nothing specific other than calls that we're getting from people like you who are able to give us bits and pieces of information. Mm-hmm. We are having some difficulty with telephone communication between Louisville and Frankfort, I think, in some cases.
It would seem the wise course, though, and good sense dictates this, that unless an ultra emergency, of course, people should stay home.
Well, I realize that, but I was just wondering if there's any way that they're listening in up here, if you can get in contact, if they could pass on the information to you so us up here could find out what's going on.
You can count on it, sir. We're making every effort, and if and when we get such information, we'll put it on WHAS.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening and calling.
Right.
Hello, Metz here.
Yes. My name is Eddie Barrick, and I was wondering if you all was having classes tomorrow.
UofL. I'm not sure, Milton, about the UofL. The public schools, secondary and elementary, are out tomorrow.
All of them, but, public and parochial?
Public and parochial have canceled for tomorrow. I have the Borden and elementary and high school, Borden, Indiana, out for tomorrow. They did not have classes at the UofL tonight, and it's quite likely that they will wait till tomorrow morning to make a determination on this. Now, we're not going to go anywhere tonight. We're going to be on the air, but we're going to make a specific effort tomorrow morning, 5 to 5:30, beginning about that time, to put together the type of program that we had tonight. We will make ourselves available to those people who are concerned with things like the schools and the factories and broadcast the information that they give to us.
If we get it earlier, we'll have. It's doubtful whether we'll hear from UL tonight, but early in the morning, we're going to... We're going to compile all that information and give it as a listing as we do during inclement weather in the wintertime and so forth. We have nothing more definite than that. I have no word on that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Hello, this is Metz.
Mr. Metz?
Right.
You was talking earlier about turning the water heaters off, and if everybody would just turn their water heaters to the right far as they go, they would be off.
That turns the gas off on the pilot
plate. Right. They have a button on the top. It says pilot. It says off, and it says on. All they have to do is turn it to the right far as it'll go, and they'll be off.
And it's marked off on the,
right.
on the dial.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Very helpful.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people feel chancy about dealing with utilities like that, but that's the safest thing. And this is a measure of conservation because there was a hit on the transformer at the pumping station, and they want to do everything to conserve necessary water until they restore the pumping ability. Hello, Metz.
This is Ethel Bell to Mary Taylor Building. The women are getting off from work, and we was wondering if we'd be able to go home.
Our word is that there is a curfew, and it's probably not advisable that you try.
And the city buses aren't running either.
Well, I don't know about that, but there is a curfew, and it's probably not advisable that you try.
Mm-hmm. And the city buses aren't running either.
Well, I don't know about that, but there is a curfew, and they don't want anyone to go. We ought to find out about the buses.
That's a good point, and I'll go do that right now, Milt. I know that there are some areas, particularly out in the eastern section, where they will not be because they can't get through, but I will go check that at the moment.
All right, we'll find out for you, and will you stay tuned to us, please?
Okay,
we'll try to get that back. Thank you very much. It's 2.5 minutes to 11. This is Milton Metz. This is our phone-in program giving you an opportunity to call in with any pertinent or important information that you deem in your opinion necessary and important to give us. Meanwhile, we will supplement that with the latest reports from our own WHAS newsmen who are on the phones and at key spots and in communication with key people. Byron Crawford.
Milt, I just spoke with a gentleman at Brandenburg, Kentucky, who says that that situation down there is really unbelievable, that the town is just simply in shambles. And especially the downtown area, that the top of the old courthouse in Brandenburg was blown off. He's gone. That a very old church, a famous Brandenburg landmark, is destroyed. And that one of the town's funeral homes was completely demolished, leaving nothing but the slab that it was built on.
Did he leave the town to make this call?
He was nearby, yes. He says that, for the most part, phone service in Brandenburg is out. One thing that they're still uncertain about is the status of some smaller communities between Brandenburg and Irvington, where the swath of the tornado was cut. They're uncertain about the deaths and the injuries in that area because phone service is non-existent. Gas service has been cut off because of danger in the area. He tells me that the water is contaminated, that Red Cross emergency teams are there, however, and doing a good job trying to care for people, that they are taking foodstuffs from the schools and using those for persons who are without homes. He indicates to me that the unconfirmed report of fatalities in Brandenburg as a result of this afternoon's tornado there possibly now has risen to 28 persons killed. This would, of course, amount to probably well over 30 persons, considering the damage and death that was done to the Irvington area. Milton, it's just going to be tomorrow morning before we have any accurate count at all on the deaths in Kentucky and Indiana, I'm afraid.
Right. We have preliminary report on deaths. Indiana seems to be at the head of this dubious honor list with 45 fatalities and Kentucky 32. For those parents who have youngsters at Indiana University in Bloomington, be assured that no reports have come in of any damage or casualties or deaths or fatalities in that Indiana college community of Bloomington. We will be on the air probably all night, bringing you the latest reports we have, and we invite you to call in. This is River City Radio 84, WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. Bob Johnson?
Milton, I would like to clear up one element of the confusion, which of necessity there probably is a great deal of tonight. We reported, at least on television, and I don't know what the situation has been on radio here, that people had been killed at Hamburg in Clark County, Indiana. We find out now that there are two Hamburgs in Indiana. Both of them spell the same, both of them in the southern part of the state. And the two fatalities at Hamburg were not at the Hamburg in Clark County, just a few miles up the road from Louisville, but rather at Hamburg in Franklin County, which is on the Ohio line, a good deal from us. So for people who were perhaps misled earlier in the evening, the situation is now clear. The deaths were not in the Louisville area, these specific deaths, but closer to Cincinnati along the Indiana-Ohio border.
Right. There were two dead in Hamburg in Franklin County, and seven injured, as our reporters have known.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Bob.
By the way, Milt, all the schools in Meade County have been closed for tomorrow. That's at Brandenburg.
All right. Thank you very much, Byron and Bob. This is 585-2385, and this is WHAS, and this is Milton Metz. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, can you tell me if the truck plant is working tomorrow, the Ford truck plant?
The Ford truck plant. Do we have any word on whether the Ford truck plant will be operating tomorrow?
We have not been given any specific information about that as far as I know. It would be up to the management of these major factories to tell us, but given the water situation, I would imagine that some of these major factories may be closed unless they can get the power restored to the pumping station and purification facilities in the Crescent Hill area. The facilities apparently are intact. The problem is that the LG&E substation in that area was destroyed.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. We have another tornado warning bulletin, and we would beg you to pay attention to which counties. A tornado warning, and this has just come out 7 minutes ago. A tornado warning is now in effect for the following counties in Kentucky: Monroe, Cumberland, Metcalf, Adair, Russell, Casey, Lincoln, until 12 midnight. That's practically an hour from now. A tornado was moving out of Monroe County toward the northeast around 60 miles per hour within the last 15 minutes. If threatening conditions are sighted, be prepared to move to a place of safety. To report a tornado or other severe weather, place an emergency call to the nearest law enforcement agency for relay to the National Weather Service. Once again, a tornado warning is now in effect for the following counties in Kentucky: Monroe, Cumberland, Metcalf, Adair, Russell, Casey, and Lincoln until 12 midnight. Hello. Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Tom Williams.
Right.
What I would like to say is I've been trying to get a hold of my parents-in-law, and I haven't been able to do it, and they are in the Crescent Hill section. And what if they are listening, would you tell them that our family is okay, they're the only people we haven't heard from, and we'll hear from them tomorrow. And another side of my family is the A.T. Bishop Jr. family, and we're in good shape all the way around, and we just haven't heard from them. And
right.
If you might say that we're spending the night with my grandparents, which my family would understand.
What part of town are you in, Mr. Wayne?
I'm in the Highland section, and we were hit all around, and it's kind of funny. At my house, it looks like it just was a normal spring rain.
Yes, sir.
But my grandparents' house, about three blocks away, we've got a couple of trees down, but no real damage.
Right. Now,
on the way home from, I've been down to the convention center all day. On the way home, I saw, I don't know how many houses torn up, and it took me like 2 hours once I got past Eastern Parkway to get over here.
Well, we would trust that they're listening on radio now and have heard your voice, and the fact that they are in Crescent Hill means maybe only that the phones are not working, because that's one of the areas in which the lines are down or inoperative.
Well, my wife is very concerned.
What street in Crescent Hill, sir?
Field Avenue.
Yes, I'm not sure. That doesn't sound familiar to me as one of those that was in the path, although Crescent Hill is adjacent to the water pumping.
It's close to the waterworks, and I've called the police, and I can't get through, and I'm sure everybody that has parents, family, and so forth is in the same position. And
all right, we'll take it that they have heard it and they're reassured, and I thank you very much.
I thank you all for y'all's time.
Good
thank
luck.
You, sir.
Righto. Hello, Metz here.
Yes, sir. This is Pat Lade from out here near Marysville, Indiana.
Near where, ma'am?
Marysville,
yes,
Indiana.
Yes, right.
Outside of Charlestown.
Right.
We haven't heard anything on the news tonight about a tornado hit out here on State Road 3 about a mile north of Marysville. It leveled a grocery store and a service station and blew windows out of garages and a motel and two or three houses and blew trailers over.
How close to Charlestown are you?
About 12 miles from Charlestown. About 12 miles north of Charlestown on State Road 3.
All right. Do you know of any casualties, ma'am?
No, there was no one injured, thank goodness.
Very good. Thank you for that report.
Thank you.
Righto. Mm-hmm. Good night. Hello, Metz here.
Yes, I was wondering if, I work out Publishers Printing in Shepherdsville. I was wondering if the possibilities of the police stopping me on the way to work.
When are you going?
Publishers Printers.
I mean when?
At 11 o'clock. I'm supposed to leave at 11.
Will you be going through Jefferson County?
Yes.
Yes, there's a very good likelihood that you will be stopped and apprehended probably. The curfew is on till 6 in the morning.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
And you're not supposed to be out, according to our information.
Thank
right?
You.
Thank you very much. My number is 585-2385. We're broadcasting over WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. Hello.
Mr. Metz?
Right.
My name is Jack Clark from Louisville, and I got two questions for you. Number one, I had some very close friends who lived on Pennsylvania Avenue, which was pretty hard struck by the tornado.
That's right, near the water company.
Right. And I was just wondering if you could tell me possibly who I could call to find out if they're all right. I've called the Red Cross, and they don't seem to have any information.
Sir, I have no idea. I know phone service to that area must be out, and I have no way of knowing who you can get in touch with about that particular situation.
Okay. My second question would be this. Do you know of any volunteer setups that have been started to help these people that have been struck by the tornado? I feel kind of helpless. I was very fortunate and wasn't hit by it. And I was just wondering if you had any information as to that fact.
I understand that there have been scores of people who have volunteered their services to the city and county authorities, civil defense.
Right.
And I would believe that would be the place, and they're probably in the book.
Civil defense.
I would think so.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering if I could get some information on Brandenburg. I have a sister and a family, and I have a brother-in-law and his family there in Brandenburg, and we can't seem to get any communication from them.
Well, it's a pretty... It's probably... I dislike telling you this, but Brandenburg has probably sustained the worst blow of any Kentucky community. There's no communication that I know of between us and them, and the devastation is pretty extensive. Other than that, I can't give you any real specifics.
There wasn't no names or anything that was reported, the ones that was missing or dead or what have you?
I don't think we have that, ma'am, no.
Okay, I thank you very much.
I'm sorry not to be more helpful to you.
Well, that's quite all right.
Right. Hello, Matt's here.
This is Ray Kearns, Dr. Kearns, acting president of Louisville Presbyterian Theological Seminary.
Yes, sir, Dr.
Just wanted to say that our school is closed and many of our students are doing volunteer work tonight and wanted our faculty and student body to know that.
What is the condition of the seminary, Dr.?
We're all okay. Everything's fine. It was just about a quarter of a mile, I guess, northwest of us.
Oh.
In other words, we're very close to Southern Baptist, but no damage at our seminary at all.
Thank you. Good of you to call, Dr.
45 of our students are out working tonight.
Who did they apply to and who...
I think they went to Broadway Baptist out on Route 42. It was a call for volunteer helpers about 2 hours ago and they went. I just wanted you to know that and let that out on the air for those that our school is closed for tomorrow.
I appreciate it more than I can say. Thank you and good luck.
We also have an American Red Cross unit out here at work, too, at our seminary. There's a Red Cross unit that came to our seminary, and we have, I guess, 60 beds and so on set up, and they're all... I don't know whether any people have come yet, but I just wanted you to know that.
I appreciate that, and your voice has been heard, and I thank you very much,
Dr.
Thank
you, sir.
Bye-bye. Glenn?
I have talked with both departments, police departments, with the chief's office. Questions a while ago about why we didn't have the county judge or the chief himself on. Earlier in the evening, we did, of course, with the governor announcing the call-up of the guard over WHAS and things of this nature. But these individuals are out in the field now directing the efforts that are being conducted. But this is the information I have from both offices, both chiefs of police office. Did I get that grammatically correct?
The offices of both chiefs.
Okay. They prefer that if you can spend the evening in or near your building where you work, do so. Don't attempt to go home if you can all find some place to spend the evening. If you cannot, then you can attempt to get home. You quite likely will be stopped by police or by National Guard, and you will be required to show some sort of identification. There are areas in the city where you cannot get to by automobile. If your home is in certain sections of the East End and you must go to it, if you're just getting off from work, you may have to find some place to put your vehicle for the evening and walk to your home. Again, police are urging that you not do this because they're having some problems. They have had some incidents of looting in the eastern section that was particularly hard hit. The question earlier about public transportation, it has been closed down for the evening with the exception of a few taxis which will remain on duty for possible use of those who need emergency conveyance and things of this nature.
Glenn, in line with the curfew, this is Chuck Paddock. We have just received word from the Jefferson County Police that the curfew for the county is being lifted for an hour and 15 minutes until 12:30 for people to who may have been working tonight when this thing hit to get home, to get to their places. The curfew lifted for an hour and not quite 20 minutes until 12:30 a.m.
Okay.
This is for the county.
Where did this originate, Chuck?
This originated. All units of the county police were told that the curfew would be lifted, and the city police, we still have not been able to check with them about that.
Okay, I question you merely because I just talked with both, and of course I'm sure that we're going to have some confusing information all along Milton.
Somebody could very well live in the county, be allowed in the county, but be in a portion of the city within the county, which will be proscribed and will not be allowed to come into that area.
Again, their recommendation was that if you can possibly get by without it, do so.